You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, Elena spoke to Professor Bruce Robertson from the Zoology Department at the University of Otago about the first ever study to genomically sequence kakapo. The study was conducted with researchers from Sweden and New Zealand. It found that the inbreeding of kakapo isolated on Stewart Island has surprisingly been positive in reducing harmful mutations. Bruce talks about what these findings mean for continuing efforts to sustain the severely endangered kakapo.
Yes, I'm Professor Bruce Robertson and I'm from the Zoology Department at the University of Otago. And so I was one of the researchers on this study, and I've been working on kakapo and kakapo genetics for the past 25 years.
Cool. And what has this latest study been looking at specifically?
Yeah, so we compared the whole genomes of Stewart Island birds, the kakapo that came from Stewart Island, with ones that were found on the mainland of the South Island, and that was using historical specimens from museums. So comparing those two genome sets, we basically found that Stewart Island birds have lost a lot of harmful mutations, whereas typically what we expect for a small island population, they should actually be accumulating harmful mutations, and ultimately this can cause the population to show genetic diseases and potentially go extinct.
What are the conclusions made from the research that maybe suggests why this has been happening? If this is not the usual expected case, why have they been losing harmful mutations?
Because they've been a small population, the Stewart Island birds, for a long period of time, they've been exposed to a lot of inbreeding, so mating between close relatives. And this has meant that the harmful mutations have been exposed to natural selection and then they've been purged. So effectively, they've been removed from the population. And compare that to the larger, now extinct, or sadly extinct, mainland population on the South Island. They have many more harmful mutations.
Interesting. So in a strange turn of events, inbreeding has kind of been a protective factor in reducing harmful mutations and kind of been good for that population.
Most small populations, whether they're on islands or they're endangered species, if they've been small for a long period of time, they tend to build up these harmful mutations. So kakapo have been isolated on Stewart Island since the last glaciation, which was around about 100,000 years ago, when Fovo Strait came into effect. So essentially what it means is that a population that's been small for a long period of time, has lots of inbreeding, may actually lose these harmful mutations. And that gives us hope for kakapo recovery moving forward, but it also gives us hope for other endangered bird species that they may well be able to persist over a long period of time.
So by a long time, you really do mean a long time, 100,000 years. So would inbreeding, apart from having that positive effect of reducing harmful mutations, surely that would have negative effects in other areas, because we all kind of know inbreeding is a bad thing. Is that negatively affecting the kakapo population on Stewart Island as well?
Yeah, we think it is. So kakapo aren't out of the woods. I mean, we've found that they have fewer of these harmful mutations, but we do know that inbreeding is a problem. And it shows up as poor hatching success. So typically only about 50% of kakapo eggs hatch. And we do know from work that my research group has done, we do know there's a genetic basis to this. So the more inbred females tend to have poorer hatching success. And so it's one of the things we have in a world first, I guess, we have a prestigious Marsden fund that they awarded us $1 million so we could look at the genomics of hatching failure in endangered birds. And hopefully we can actually put in place some strategies to remove that effect.
So now these kakapo on Stewart Island have been revealed to have less mutations. Is this now maybe good news for reintroducing them to the mainland and then catalysing more breeding out and about so that they can hopefully increase their population elsewhere?
We now have to look and see what to do with the last Fiordland kakapo. And that was Richard Henry. So he was the last male Fiordland kakapo. Sadly, he passed away in 2010, but before he did, he had three chicks, Kuia, Gulliver and Sinbad. And so now what we really need to look at is how we incorporate his genes into the gene pool, because we do know that Richard Henry has good genes. He's got variation that the Stewart Island birds don't have and things like their immunity genes. But we also now know from our study that he has these harmful mutations, and he has many more of them than the Stewart Island birds. So now we have to think really carefully and come up with a strategy of how to get his good genes in without introducing these harmful genes into the Stewart Island birds.
Yeah, and because what is the population of kakapo right now? So they're extinct on the mainland, is that correct?
Yes, so there's currently, I think it's 201.
Right, so yeah, it's something that does need to be thought about quite carefully because that's a very small population. So looking to the future, what are you hoping to do with these findings? I know that you've explained a little bit, but just to summarise, like how this is now helpful for us and even for other very endangered bird populations around the world or in New Zealand.
I guess moving forward, we'll be looking at other species that are of, you know, similar sort of history of kakapo. So there have been small populations for a long period of time. And this type of analysis using genomics will allow many groups, including ourselves, to look at whether the same sort of situation is happening here, whether there has been purging of these harmful mutations. For kakapo specifically, I mean, this is really good news, but it does highlight that we now need to focus on removing the effects of inbreeding, which is still present in poor hatching success, and also coming up with a strategy of how to get those good genes from Richard Henry, the last Fiordland kakapo, into the Stewart Island or the kakapo gene pool, and so that, you know, we're not introducing these harmful mutations which potentially could cause problems down the track.
Cool. Thanks, Bruce. Was there anything else that you'd like to add?
The only other thing was this is the first study that has used genomics of kakapo, so it's, you know, quite an exciting finding.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.